To my girlies in their 30s, time isn't running out. It's not. Feels like it is. If you look at social media, oh my God, you're running out of time. It's not. It's not. Other people will make you feel like you're running out of time because they want everyone to do what they're doing so they feel better about their choice. There's no race, like there's no checkered flag at the end of life where they're like, she did it all. Extra stars for when you're dead. Your 30s, travel. Tell people how you really feel. Don't lie to your therapist. And be okay to not be okay. And be okay with missing out because staying in is more fun.
Gabrielle Union, 51 years old American actress, came on TikTok to give her advice to females about what it's like being in your 30s and what you are and not missing out. Although she is married and has her own family, it's very unconventional, it's non-tradition, and females don't really look up to what she has. Yes, she has the money and the man with the money, but everything she's saying is a lie. And I'm going to prove that with a few videos that actually shows how being in your 30s really does reduce the chances of being married and where you're at.
I'm struggling, and not just with my injured arm, which thankfully is doing a little bit better, but with this wave of loneliness that is turning out to be like a tsunami that I feel like I'm drowning in. Usually when I get sad about being single, it lasts like a day, but it's been, I feel like, almost a week, and I am still struggling and coming to tears every time I even think about it or talk about it. And I think there are a few things that have triggered it. Obviously, the injury, like I mentioned in my last video. It also happens to be that this weekend, both of my siblings are on trips with their significant others, sending videos of their Airbnbs in our group chat, and I'm receiving them while I am alone in my apartment with the use of only one hand. Then there's also the fact that one of my best friend's weddings is coming up in September. And I remember a year ago, she gave me a plus one. She's like, yeah, you can, you know, bring your mom. And I'm like, oh no, I'll for sure have a significant other a year from now. If not, like, kill me. I literally said that. And, you know, now that it's less than a month away, it's highly, highly likely that I actually will still be single. And so the thought of that makes me want to crawl into a hole and, you know, there's going to be a rehearsal dinner and every single person there is going to have their significant other with them, and I will literally be like, I don't know. In the mail, I received a wedding invitation from one of my best friends, and as you can see, I was given 2 seats. So we have until September 1st to find a man or just a date to this wedding. But I actually am feeling very hopeful that I will have a date. This is hard. Can control. Like, I went into this wedding weekend excited and hopeful and happy, and then the loneliness hit out of nowhere. I was at the rehearsal dinner where the entire wedding party, so all the bridesmaids and all of the groomsmen, were invited, but also so were their plus ones. And so when I saw everyone sitting outside on the tables, I served my food from the buffet and headed straight into my room, because the thought of sitting there by myself and 15th wheeling everyone, I couldn't do it in that moment. I did not have the strength to go through with that. And again, the bride was busy kind of entertaining and talking to everyone else, so she didn't even notice my absence. But while I was eating my dinner in my room, the tsunami of loneliness hit. And the disappointment of not being where I expected to be at that certain point in my life and certain age hit. And so I felt the feelings. I cried. I cried out to God. And I think that's normal. It's nothing to be ashamed of, which is why I decided to share that little clip of me crying, because I know that my podcast is called The Hopeful Romantics Club. A lot of the content on this page is hopeful and waiting for a future husband, but waiting well. But the reality is that the loneliness that comes from being single, especially when you've been single your entire life, it's real and it's uncontrollable. And sometimes the gratitude and the mindset shifts and all of that is not enough to crush those feelings in the moment.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. I have always been the single friend. At one point, it was getting to me deeply. It just felt like I was not being chosen, let's just be honest. And it felt like I just wasn't worthy of love or attention from a man. I have seen many of friends get into relationships, get out of relationships, get into relationships again, get engaged, get married, have kids, and then there's me. Just standing here, like, and as somebody who grew up with, like, low self-esteem, not for any reason outside of just, like, I think I got, like, picked on here and there, nothing excessive, but I think just internally I just had lower self-esteem. I didn't like the way I presented myself. A lot of times I didn't like showing up, or I didn't like maximizing myself. I always tried to minimize myself. I felt like my insecurities and my feelings of insecurities robbed me of the opportunity to really like show up as my true self, which at one point I equated to that robbing me of the opportunity to meet like the man of my dreams. And this is not to say I haven't had any situations. I have. The last one was literally like over 10 years ago. So do any of those count? No, they don't. I remember when the last situation ended, I told myself, I was like, God, the next man needs to be my husband. And God said, bet. Don't you worry, my child. I got you. You know, I used to always think, I was like, God, why me? Like, why am I the person that has to be the one that, you know, isn't getting these things? Why do I always have to be the bystander and never like the protagonist in these situations? I always felt like I was like supporting characters in all these experiences with the people around me, but never actually the main character when it came to finding love or being in love. And I can't really speak to what it's like to be in love. I think I've been infatuated, but I was like, God, I want to know what it's like to be in love. Like, just let me have the experience. And then one day I literally prayed to God. I was like, God, you know what? I have been thinking about this a lot and I'm kind of getting tired of thinking about it. I was like, I'm kind of getting tired of always thinking about when is it going to be me? When is it going to be me? And I'm also tired of like kind of low-key making decisions on this idea that I will eventually find the man of my dreams and we'll live happily ever after, and then I'll have my kids and I will have reached the final level of life. Like, I'm married, I have kids, I'm in my house, and I'm good. I was like, I'm tired.
Always the bridesmaid, but never the bride. This is a conversation that I'm always having, but I think it's important to highlight it with other females speaking about it themselves from their own experience. How it affects them in their daily lives. How devastating they feel. The fact that they're still single and unmarried. But not only that, watching all of their peers, all of their brothers and sisters, their friends, cousins, family, have someone, have families, and they're always by themselves around them. But I'm also going to show you how much age plays a huge factor as well.
Ladies, quick question. I want to know how you found your husband. How did you find your man? And all jokes aside, like, I'm being so serious, guys. So I'm about to be 32. I reside in New York City, Brooklyn in the house. Yeah. And it's like, it's so hard. People tell me, Bree, you need to go out. I did that. Bree, you need to join dating apps. Did that. And don't even get me started on the dating apps. But when I do go out, I find that men either really walk past me like I'm invisible or I'm wearing some type of men repellent spray or something, or the ones who do approach me look raggedy or they're uncles. And sorry, no offense to the uncles, but that's not for me. And don't get me wrong, being single is dope. Okay, there's peace and I love me some peace, but also there's those days where you're like, getting cute and going on date night would have been real cool. So let me know, ladies, how you got your man, because yeah.
Promise you, when we was younger, it was so easy to date. I don't know about you in London, but for me, a guy would be proud to pick you up in his Ford KA to take you to McDonald's drive-thru and buy you a £1 chicken mayo, £1 McFlurry with M&Ms, with a coupon, with a Mayfair coupon. These days, men, they're too shy to even approach you and they think they have to have a G-Wagon, a Lamborghini Urus. No, it's the small, some girls, they want that. Me personally, I like the small gestures. You can go to the beach and pick up one shell for me and I'll be grateful because I'll be thinking, oh, you thought of me when you picked up that shell from the beach. It costs nothing.
Like a penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we can see, these females have made it very clear about how old they are. Why? Because it's important to know where they're at in life and how old they are. And what they're doing subliminally is letting people know is in your 30s or after your 30s, it is significantly harder to find someone to be with, to marry, to get the men that they want, to even pay attention to them, to even be there for them other than getting what they want in bed. that they have to actually make it known that I am in my 30s or in my younger years. Men were willing to do this and that and put more thought into it. So men were being more thoughtful in their younger years, courting them, actually putting effort into getting to know who they are. But in their 30s, the way men treat them, it changes, it shifts. And that experience, a lot of females lie about. And which is what Gabrielle Union, going back to her video, is where she's lying to these females. Girls don't support girls. And if you really want to support girls, women, females, then you have to be honest about the choices that they make and what it will be like, or the choices that they've made and why it is like that. But telling them that you have all the time you need, meanwhile watching females cry online about how they're still single in their 30s and they're giving up on love and relationships, it contradicts everything Gabrielle Union said. I'm your hostess, Reminit Princess. These are my last thoughts. To be quite frank, I don't know why anyone would even want to take any advice on Gabrielle Union. Yes, she's married to a man that wears nail varnish. To a son that is now turned into a young girl. Everything about their marriage is the complete opposite of what traditional marriage is, traditional culture, everything to do with that. She's actually against it. My point is, anyone that takes Gabrielle Union's advice is actually going to steer you far away from a traditional lifestyle and a traditional family. Let me know what you think. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Bye.